That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast, as part of the Super Network, with your host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
And B. Germine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
This bonus podcast is a chance to explore more movies on Tubi with different guests. This podcast may contain coarse language, adult themes, and spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Find us at supermarcy.com or at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now for our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room!
G'day everyone, this is B. Javide, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the spin-off to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, is my very awesome co-host, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. Happy to be back for our first Tubi bonus episode for 2024?
Marcy, it's 2022, because the actual 2020 to 2022 does not exist. We wiped that out of existence.
Yeah, we did. We did.
But I'm pretty good, thanks, too, Marcy. I'm glad that everything's going well for you as well. But I'm very excited for this episode of the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast, because what's great about this little spin-off show is that we can bring guests on to pick a movie for us to watch. And we have one very special guest who is joining us today, and he's a guy who has appeared on quite a few episodes of our podcast over the last few years, and that of course is Andrew Shaw. Hello, Andrew, welcome to the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Hello, and thank you for allowing me to come on and share one of my favorite movies of all time with you guys.
Definitely.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited as well. But look, before we get started, Andrew, how much do you love Tubi?
Oh, Tubi is what's he saying? The greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yes.
It is a great source of some of the best and worst in the best way, horror and all sorts of different movies in there. It's also a good one to sometimes they have stuff that I'm considering buying from certain Blu-ray sites.
Yes.
And usually it's on Tubi, so I get to watch it and say, is it worth dropping $40 on a B-grade horror movie I've never seen before?
Yes. The answer is always yes.
Exactly. Although, to be fair, though, Marcy.
To be fair.
Exactly. Most of the time, though, they usually, like, to be as, they're always like, even if something is about to come out on Blu-ray or it is on Blu-ray, most of the time they'll have a VHS.
And that makes it even better. You get the authentic video store experience, which is one of the reasons why I love Tubi. It is like browsing a video store.
Exactly. Because you never know what you're going to get on Tubi, especially if you go down the deepest dark parts of the website. But besides that, though, since you are our special guest today, which film have you chosen us to do for this episode of the show?
So I have chosen, and I have mentioned this one a few times to you guys, just when we've caught up in person, just to say how much I love this movie. But I have chosen Slumber Party Massacre 2. And yes, the best part about this is that you don't have to have seen one, because you get a recap right at the start for you. So it's all good. 2 is a phenomenal movie. It is bonkers, and I love it so much.
And it also, it keeps a trend for the show, because we never start with the first film in the franchise. We always start with one of the sequels instead.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's very rare we start on the first on a series. I mean, if we do, we might not have realized it was a series.
Exactly. But we might as well get straight to it. And for all of our listeners out there, what you need to do is look up the film Slumber Party Massacre 2 if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But this film is pretty readily available, so you can easily buy it on DVD, Blu-ray, or other streaming services as well. I'll count us down from five, and then when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. Oh, actually, before we get started, joining us at the very last second is one of the other co-hosts of the main show, the 2B Tuesdays podcast, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Colin's
I'm doing great over here. I'm doing great. Yelling at kids.
That's all right. Well, you keep yelling at the kids and you just chime in when you're ready. And we'll get started.
Sit them down for a lesson.
Exactly. Kids, sit down. We're going to watch an amazing movie called Slumber Party Massacre 2. You're going to learn so much. But anyways, as I was saying before, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So when an ad does pop up, Marcy will play this sound effect. And once it's over, we'll play the sound effect again. There we go. however, if you're not interested in watching Slumber Party Massacre 2, first of all, how dare you? I'm pretty sure this commentary itself will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Colin, Andrew, are you ready to have a big a bloody pillow fight with Slumber Party Massacre 3? I mean, two.
If that's what's going to happen when my kids go to bed, I'm cool with that.
I guess I'll cool with that too.
Yes. But we'll get straight to it with Slumber Party Massacre 2.
Two.
With in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
It's not Dude Bro Party Massacre 3, B.
See, that's why I got a little confused, Marcy.
It is. Whoa, what's this now?
It's bed sheets, Marcy.
Wow.
This is the opening of like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
This is the opening of a porno from the 70s.
I mean, that's true. Cummins. We should say it.
Yeah, Cummins.
Oh my God. It is like pouring rain outside while we're recording. Oh, I'm glad I've got something to do other than be upset it's raining.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, this is Freddy.
The best weather to watch movies.
Exactly. Pretty cool.
That's Richard the best Cox. Hair.
Dick Cox.
You love your Cox.
Cox is coming.
Dick Cox.
Cox is coming.
And Cox John. Cummins. And more Cummins. Please. There's way too much innuendo in these opening credits alone.
The opening credits is important. This is a...
And Flickr.
Are you sure, Andrew?
Look at the bean.
Yeah, look, we'll say. I can't promise anything.
Yes.
Freddy, buddy, can I not podcast without you being annoying?
See, this is...
That's Colin what I said to my kid.
Colin has kids, Marcy has Freddy, and that's why Andrew and I are the smartest people on this podcast.
My kids are just at my grandparents.
Those are the kind of dreams that I have.
About dudes?
Yeah.
What, dudes playing football or someone taking the kids away?
Touchdown.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Touchdown.
This movie's just ripping off. Top Gun. Whoa. Speedo. Blood.
Oh, Jesus. Whoa.
Dead pigeon.
That was a dead pigeon. Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, is this the last movie?
Here's your recap.
There we go.
Oh, there's a first one?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Now, they just skipped the first one and went straight to number two.
Okay, I will be right back. I'm going to get this dog a treat.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute. Baby Craven's not here today, so I'm okay. I'm safe.
I can't do it. No. I can't do
it. It's okay, Colin. I appreciate the attempt to be Baby Craven on this show. But Andrew, since you are our guest on today's show, why do you love Slumber Party Massacre 2?
Oh, it's hard to explain without spoiling what's coming up. It is one of my favorite horror comedy musical slasher movies.
Yes.
So I think that's probably the best way to put it without spoiling too much, because It's so much fun. I love it. It is just a blast, and it knows exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah. And also, having seen this movie twice already, it's even more insane than the first one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I think I've still got, like, photo albums that look like those.
I do, too.
Of when your friends were slaughtered by a drill guy as well.
Yeah. Yes,
I just threw one of those away from my mom's house today because I was going through a bunch of old shit, and I was like, I don't need this bullshit. And I fucking threw a whole box of shit away.
I threw away all of... Well, this is kind of, every time I see like albums with like newspaper clippings, I think of one of my aunties. And one of my aunties is so morbid. She literally has mounts and mounts of photo albums of obituaries.
Oh,
that is morbid.
And like legit, she has like years and years worth of legit. It's lunch.
I was going to say, do you want to send her the obituary for the pigeon on the ground?
Here lies Pete Pigeon.
Pete Pigeon.
Oh, Pete, our favorite pigeon. You are always just the greatest fake-looking bird I've ever seen.
I wonder if Pete Pigeon is now in the afterlife with our resident 2B ghost, Toby.
He could be.
Punch if buggy!
If I could do a fucking... A slug bug, you mean? A slug bug? Get on that.
Slug bug.
Did somebody say Toby's a perfect ghost? Hello.
Oh, God. What up, Tobes?
Marcel, to answer your question, yes, pigeons do come to the afterlife, and that pigeon, Pink Pigeon, is right here.
Oh, no shit, man.
Say hello, Pete. Tweet.
Listen, she better get that fucking sun visor fixed because she's going to get in an accident.
Oh, well, she can come to the afterlife of me, Colin.
I mean, that is fair. That's what you want. Yeah.
I know. I had to push you back down, brother.
Thanks, dude. I needed you to.
Yes. But anyway, so I'll be right back because, like, I don't even take my tablet so I don't ectoplasm later. So I'll see you later.
Yeah, please don't.
Bye.
Oh.
I mean, if this takes place at a slumber party... Yeah, I don't want no horny ghosts around me.
I've never been to a slumber party before, so this is going to be fun.
Oh, really?
I just assume they're all exactly like this movie.
Yes.
They are.
Yeah, you know slumber parties are all about pillow fights and stuff that I can't say in front of my children.
And doing each other's hair and talking about boys.
That's right.
That's how mine are
kissing.
Boys,
and hugging.
Practicing, not just kissing. Practicing. Doesn't count. Yes.
Yeah, but then it gets really weird when you start playing with the Ouija board.
Yeah.
No, they practice with each other's fingers, B.
Hold on, wait for it.
There we go.
Oh, jeez.
Everybody gets one.
It's still early yet.
Yeah, I know. And I don't have the buzzer to buzz anyone out. She was dad's place this weekend. That's my mom, so I really don't know if I can. Are there boobies in this movie?
Probably.
Yes. I like how Andrew just nods.
He just nods.
Hey, it's a girl band.
Oh, yeah.
It's an 80s girl
band. Good song, too. I actually don't mind this song.
Can we add this to the Tubi Tuesdays playlist?
Yes.
Yeah.
That needs to be updated badly.
It's the Roger Corbin page. It's the Roger Corbin version of the Bangles. I think they're called the Jangles in this version.
The Jangles.
Look at the size of those earrings.
It's Gem and the Holograms. What are you talking about?
I can fit my head through her. I can fit my head through her earrings.
That's what the 80s were. Big earrings.
Yes.
And apparently a lot of convertible cars for like middle class people who thought they were rich cunts.
Yes.
For teenagers.
Yeah. I'm a teenager, my Corvette convertible. Oh, yeah.
I'm a teenager, but I look 35.
Check out these middle Check out this middle-aged teenager.
That dude is a hard Canadian 30 if I've ever seen.
I just hit my vape upside down.
Dude, I've been there. It's all good.
You need him to really smile so you can see all the wrinkles.
I'm 16 years old.
What's up, fellow teenagers?
Yeah.
That dress must be really uncomfortable to drum in.
Here's your taco, mister.
Is that Andrew Lawrence?
It kind of does. It's Roger Corbett, Andrew Lawrence.
It's Andrew Lawrence you get from Temu. He's kind of creeping me out. I'm not going to lie.
You know, the camera angles on all these people. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I can't stop looking at your earrings. If I was him, that's like, what I'd be doing.
Yeah, they're like Jamie Foxx earrings.
Where did you get those giant onions for your earrings?
They kind of do look like onions. Like onions.
On a cheeseburger. Yeah, like something on a cheeseburger. Looks
dude,
so good
I kind of want a
so
burger
hungry.
Right now.
Yeah.
I don't have any money, but when I get money, that's probably the first thing I'm going to do is get a burger.
You should get a nice, healthy burger.
With her onion ring earrings.
With just one big onion earring on it.
Next time Carrie and I go out to eat and I get an onion ring like that, I'm going to take a picture of it and I'm going to send it to you guys.
Make her wear them as earrings.
I will.
Thanks for inviting me. You're
welcome. What is with the knitted vest thing?
I love it. I was going to compliment her on that because I love that sweater.
I kind of want to wear it.
Dang.
I kind of want to wear it because it's pink and it's got Christmas trees on it or something.
No, they're not Christmas trees. They're just like, it's just some dumb 80s sweater, isn't it? I'm telling you, that dress is so uncomfortable to play drums in. I've tried. That top, look at that top. That top looks like it would fall off playing drums.
We are the four stereotypes of the 80s.
Yes.
Oh. Ew. I thought it was an ad. It is an ad.
Yeah.
Wait, what was I playing?
There we go.
10:46.
It's light and easy.
Light and easy. It looks light like a quick easy. Ad break.
So
light and easy.
I like how they played a light and easy ad as she's given probably the most sloppiest looking food I've ever seen.
Right. 10:49. I know that doesn't
Graham
look good.
Prison food.
Yeah, yes. It looks like prison food.
It looks like Freddy's dinner.
Oh, you feed him wet food?
Straight up.
Well, it looks like dog food.
I will never give Mersh wet food. She's like a dry food cat.
No. Yeah, Freddy doesn't like his dry food, but he has to eat it.
That's right, Mersh. I'm talking to you over there. I'm talking to you.
She's got milk in a wine glass.
Get the fancy glasses out.
Honey, we're having dinner. Get out the fancy wine glasses for milk.
That salad has no dressing on it, too.
This looks like carrots and beans and mashed potato. See your
sister. Well, sure. Sounds like a dinner at my house.
What is with these camera angles, like right in her face?
These are like Jonathan Demme camera angles, where it's like the camera's like full on, like having the characters look at the lids.
That milk has not moved at all, and neither is that water. And they've been kind of banging on that table. That stuff is fake.
They just finished already. Apparently ate all the food.
And
that was breaking everything.
That scene change was like a cut, like Trash Panda Podcast cut. Like, I'm so bad at editing. Oh, my God.
Freddie, what are you doing, buddy?
You okay, babies?
No one ever wants to go to a mental hospital on their birthdays.
That's all I've ever wanted for my birthday.
This is one of my favorite parts. Is the mum's like, we're going to go see your sister who's in the mental hospital on your birthday. I forgot it was your birthday, though. All my friends are going to Desert Springs to
shoot for the weekend, and I want to go. So their child to a mental hospital on their birthday.
Yeah, because her sister's there, because she survived the first one.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
That's how it's connected, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the biggest connection you get.
You really want to go, don't you? I'll be the greatest birthday. But she wants to go not to the mental hospital, obviously, but she wants to go with her friends.
She wants to go to the mental hospital, and she also wants to go with her friends. Can't she do both? Like, couldn't they plan the mental hospital visit in the day, and then she could go out with her friends that weekend?
What is with that lamp?
Hey, what is with his room?
These posters are crooked.
I know.
Look at the teddy bear lamp.
That lamp's going to come alive and murder somebody.
Where can I find that teddy bear lamp? Graham, would you put that teddy bear lamp in your room?
I would. It's a bit crooked, though, but I'll fix it.
I like how it's waving to the people at home.
It's like, hello.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi.
Ew,
there.
I don't want to see that dude.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Oh, no. I didn't want to see that thigh. That's a not
He's
good
man-spreading.
Thigh.
He wants to show us his 16-year-old jug.
Ew. Ew.
Hey, they're my dreams again.
I'm just waiting for Kenny Loggins to play every time he pops up shirtless.
No, it'll
playing
be some
with the
Kenny
boys.
Loggins.
I've seen drumsticks like that.
Oh, this is something out of Troll 2.
I have dreams like this too.
Is this a dream? Is this a flashback? What is happening?
It's
like a flash forward. A premonition.
Oh, it's a premonition. Whoa, wait, it was a hand.
I told you I have these dreams too.
Damn, Colin. This is why you don't sleep, bro.
I know.
It's like some Nightmare on Elm Street shit going on, bro.
It's almost like this movie's ripping that off.
No.
Nah.
Nah, couldn't be. Nah.
Okay. Whoa, that's a massive fucking Walkman.
Hey, it's the 80s. What do you want?
That's not a Walkman. That's like one of those brick phones from the 80s.
It's a self-defense Walkman. You can hit someone with it and give them a concussion very easily.
And unlike today's technology, it'll still work.
Yeah.
I miss the simpler times with our big, massive machinery.
Yes. I'm listening to the bangles so I can get some ideas.
What are you talking about? She's listening to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
I mean, that's true.
Hold this on, is my what sister's happens. Name is Courtney. Is Courtney there? I'll have to call her later and be like, you still Courtney. In that hospital?
Like, Courtney, you better not be in the mental hospital.
No, she lives down in Festus. She lives in like a house with it's like not a mental hospital, but it's like more of like not a halfway house, but like a safe house.
Like a safe, yeah. Well, that's not a mental hospital.
Yeah, but those people are crazy there.
Damn.
She's barely hiding under that bed. She was like half out under that bed.
So she's dreaming about her sister?
Yeah, she's having a really bad dream right there. That's not a good dream. I need to change the view real quick. Before something pops out.
Oh. Oh, hello.
Dude, I didn't know this was a vampire movie.
Whoa.
It's a 1950s greaser movie, I think.
Yeah, that guy straight up looked like a greaser vampire.
Oh, damn it. I keep having Colin's dreams. Why does this keep happening to me?
Right.
Courtney. Mom looks like she's dressed up as a nurse.
Right. Damn, that's
way
better.
She's sneaking into the mental hospital.
Damn.
I just changed the view and it's like way better now.
There you go.
There you go.
Have a nice birthday, honey. I'm not buying you anything. Get out of here.
She's like paying for her to go on that trip.
Is she though?
Probably not. I mean, that trip has to cost something.
What's with the rubber chicken? Why is there a random goose statue in the garden?
There's a lot of bird metaphors in this movie.
That kind of is what's happening. Oh, it's the premonition in the car.
Yes.
Final line.
It's like Final Destination.
Get your feet off the dashboard.
Yeah, that is not safe.
No. You end up with a kneecap in your forehead that way.
Yes.
That's road trip rules.
Now, this is death proof right here.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Let's get out our yoga pants and our braids and also our murder size video and watch it at the slumber party.
This is the best place to do some murder size.
Yes.
Jeez, why hasn't she just moved to Siberia? No wonder she never comes home.
Who? What?
Sally, what are you reading? This really weird book I found.
Seaspot Run. That's what she's reading.
That's a good-ass book, Seaspot Run.
I love spot books.
Graham, have you read Seaspot Run?
Marcy, what if I told you one of the actresses in this movie was in Malibu Express?
I would believe it.
I'm trying to figure out who, though.
I don't know. Malibu Express was kind of a slow one, so... Mm. Oh, it's the weird vision thing. Whoa!
Let's go.
I want that guitar weapon thing.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
Remember when cars had wood paneling on the sides?
Yeah, the good old one of my parents used to own a station wagon. I have very fond memories of that car.
I have memories of the station wagon.
I think so, yeah. Like wood on the sides. Yeah.
There's wood on the sides. I had two friends growing up. They're twin brothers. And we called them the Nuts. And they drove a wooden station wagon.
We need to bring that back.
It was so tight. They have them. They do. They have a ton of Woodies. You can buy them at dealerships. You can like custom make them, I think. Yeah, I don't know if Carvana will bring them over, though.
Mm-hmm.
Carvana will go overseas.
Andrew, what's stopping you from buying a wooden station wagon?
Probably my wife, honestly.
Ooh, come home with a wooden station wagon. Get out.
Yeah.
Nah.
It was the style at the time with fucking leather seat interior. It doesn't look like
anybody lives here yet. That jean jacket's nice. Look at that really nice house. Is that where they're staying? I thought it was like a cabin.
Nope, they're staying at a house.
It's a condo.
Yeah. Oh,
sweet. Is this like, this looks like it's like development.
Hmm.
Look at that TV.
That was a really cool teal chair.
Girls, I'm very disappointed. If this is going to be a slumber party, why isn't Leanna Quigley here with us?
She's got to do a horror workout.
Along with her 40-year-old slumber party, girls.
We're paying $250 a night for this piece of trash. Thanks, Airbnb.
Whoa! Oh, there's a... Oh, it's Stephanie!
Why do
they need... See? Okay, told you there was nudity.
Why do they need that? Oh,
that's not a sex doll, that's Stephanie.
She's my Stephanie. Best friend. Oh.
I just...
She's just plastic.
Stop feeling up Stephanie, girl. She's my best friend from college.
Why does the blow-up doll have, like, tiny little blow-up doll boobs? What are
you doing? Why does it have its own room? Kissing.
You got to treat your sex dolls with respect.
Bingo. Yeah. I'm right now. Yes.
Because when they become smart and AI, if you don't treat them well, they're going to destroy humanity.
This is what my dinners are like, too. Someday. We are going to be in movies. This, I can relate so much to this movie already.
Is that cheese in a can?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I have cheese in a can right now. It's at Carrie's house, but there is cheese in a
we
can.
We have cheese in a can.
I do. I bought it for Christmas for her parents because she needed something. She had cheese whiz for a dish we were making, cheese and I whiz. Bought the wrong thing, and she made fun of me, and then her whole family made fun of me.
Oh,
funny. No, it was pretty funny.
Oh, they got the wine glasses out, but no milk. I'm disappointed.
No, they're drinking champagne. lame.
And, Freddy, and eating corn dogs. Bed.
Again.
And Rock and Roll High School.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, it's a movie. We're linking it back to the our main show because it's a movie we've done on this show in a movie we're doing for the show.
Oh, dude.
This is what happens at slumber parties.
Yeah. They all have choreographed dance moves.
Yeah.
No. Marcy, as a lady, can you confirm this is what happens at slumber parties?
This is exactly what happens at slumber parties. We rent a house for like $350 a night and then just do dance choreography and eat cheese out of a can.
That's
how mine have always worked. These girls
will love it. Look at these two fucking nerds.
They are two fucking nerds.
They don't have glasses.
Is that Justin
they
Long's dad?
Nerds.
I was about to say, is that Justin Long?
Why is there a stripper pole in this house?
It's her dad. It's her dad's condo.
He gets a lamp that's post what or something.
That's my favorite. Like
mistresses.
Marcy, it was a lamppost. Now it's a stripper pole. Hey, open up. It's Justin's dad. Is he there?
What the? Whoa. Okay.
There you go.
And this entire franchise was directed by women, right?
Pretty much.
It feels like a fever dream.
Yes.
My favorite dream.
Why does that blonde guy look like Steve from Beverly Hills?
Maybe it is. Let's ruin out my dad's condo, girls.
Did you get that on the TV? That whole unit, that whole place is going to explode.
Yeah, just like you've got all the electronics there.
Yes.
I'll wear it.
Oh, she's a.
Oh,
baby fair. Play the sound effect, Marcy, because we got Boogie Bear on screen.
1 second. There we go. So I'm a little slow.
Cover your eyes.
Kids, don't watch it. What are they doing? This movie, legit, was someone took some drugs and made this movie.
I can't wait to tell my son Justin about this.
But then what he's going to go to the wrong B&B and it's a barbarian.
What is happening?
They're doing it all to Rock and Roll High School, too, if you...
Exactly.
Like, dude, I guess Rock and Roll High School just gets them in the spirit.
It does.
Good thing they're not sweaty. Do pillows always have feathers in them, or is it something that only movies ever showed? Like... Pillows
it depends
inside.
If you get the feathered pillows, then they do.
Oh, I guess she was sweaty. Those feathers are sticking to her because she's hot and just nasty.
She
and sweaty.
Sprayed all the champagne on herself.
Oh, I thought she's just sweaty. I mean, it's a movie. It's a movie. Like, come on, cover those up. I got kids. Come on.
More feathers. There's more bird stuff in this movie.
You're not wrong on this bird thing.
That's not a bird thing. It's feathers in a pillow.
Yeah, but they're feathers from birds.
Did you guys lock the back door? I thought you did.
Did you lock the back door? Of course you didn't.
It's a horror movie. Why would you?
I know.
Be careful. Who knows who's out there?
All right. How do I shrink this screen? Oh, hell yeah. All right. No, we're going to like, how can I fit to? No, I don't want fit to window. How do I do a.
I don't know.
Why are you messing up this house? Oh,
what?
Oh.
Oh, no.
You girls better learn how to lock the back door.
There we go.
Wasn't funny, Jeff. You really scared
us. I figured it out.
Yeah, Jeff. Fucking
Jeff.
Jeff.
Fucking Jeff. My name is Jeff.
Shut up.
Jeff looks like the type of dude who will try his best to make himself look very macho and... Oh, ad.
at 2753. I don't know a sound. Crickets. Back to light. I didn't tell and a easy. Joke.
Back to light and easy again.
Yep.
Do you like wasting food like girls at a slumber party? Well, we have all the items for you here at Light and Easy.
You get 2 corn dogs and 3 kilos of mustard.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And cheese whiz on the size.
Oh my God, you said kilo. I was like, oh my God, is this a Bloodhound Gang song?
Oh, it's that tangerine ad again.
Oh my God, Andy, you guys live in Australia. Aren't they hella big in Australia?
But tangerines.
No, the Bloodhound Gang.
I think they were for a while. Yeah. Yeah. Not recently, but back in the day they were.
Confusion.
What is that? Oh, it's a tangerine.
One more ad, I think.
Tangerines are fire.
Well, that's why they're advertising tangerines.
This looks like the house from 7.
We don't have tangerines.
When they go and find John Doe's house.
Yeah, what is this?
I bet this is an ancestry.com ad.
Yeah, it is. Nah, I could see the thing.
This is just what my apartment looks like.
Oh, that's cool.
This was part 2 of my fever dream.
Yeah, I dream about all this stuff.
Sorry, we're back 2754. What thing did I play? Crickets?
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, this morning. As I was saying before, Jeff looks like the type of guy who tried to make himself look like a big macho greaser guy, but inside he's really a fucking nerd.
We all know he's a fucking nerd.
Kick rocks nerd.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's a fake greaser nerd.
Oh my gosh, I wish we had more pillows, but we use them in our pillow fight.
I'm surprised they have pillows to sleep on.
It was pillows left.
Yeah, for real.
It was all rock, paper, scissors to see who got the last pillows.
Yes.
And they're in like the shittiest sheets I've ever seen.
CJ in the same room? Because it's so loud.
Yeah, what is happening?
Open plan house. Let's watch our friend's bone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. You guys, I'm watching a football game with my son as well as watching this movie. And I'm trying to bet money with this kid. So
teach him young, bro.
Always. Exactly. Always.
Oh, that was a good effect.
Whoa, why is John Travolta in their bed?
Oh my gosh, geez. It's me, John Travolta.
Like, is Grease the word? John Travolta.
Is Grease the word?
The word.
He's got Grease lightning.
You're not Sally. Love to you.
I mean, he's got groove. He's got meaning.
I think episode I came on with you guys, we did that. It was like the alternate Oscars sort of award-winning episode a couple of 18 months ago, and he was my best supporting actor.
That's right.
Yes. I'd gone blank. I'm like, wait, what are we talking about?
Oh yeah, the who we thought was the underrated acting performances in horror films. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my best supporting actor.
But does that character like have nothing to do with the first one? He's just the killer.
Nothing at all.
Psychic killer or whatever he's meant to be, I'm assuming.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Look at this pool. This says everything.
It does.
That's a really nice pool.
Tell you what, by the end of this movie, you'd get a pretty cheap deal on the condo, too.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, did they get their money back for that?
What are they serving?
Looks like Bloody Marys.
Oh, maybe.
Have some juice and some toast.
It's Scissor.
Scissor? He killed Valerie.
I mean, it was real.
Damn. Yeah, this is a Nightmare on Elm Street at all.
Why are you talking? Why are you talking about this on your vacation with your friends? Like, I get you're having a mental breakdown, but I hold my panic attack in on vacation. All right.
Well, Colin, she can't help it if she's now having your nightmares and dreams.
I mean, she's just living my life for a day. It's cool.
You save those kind of meltdowns for when you're back at work, so you can do it while you get paid.
Yes. Something tells me this pool's not even part of the house. They probably found like some kind of like little resort somewhere and just shot it there and made it look like it's part of the house.
Like an apartment pool.
Yep. Oh, Stephanie's got her bathers on.
She needs to. She can't be running. She'll get arrested. This is America. Come on. Graham, nobody wants to hear you sing right now. Stop.
Hey, don't be jealous that they have a blow up doll and you don't.
Shut up.
I'll never shut up.
Yeah, I guess I do.
I had the worst nightmare last night that everything turned to woke and I didn't know what to do. And everybody got a foot fetish.
Oh, I didn't realize Sarah Ferguson was in this movie.
Oh.
Jeez, that's my obscure reference.
Jeez, Dad, that's old.
Exactly.
You know what? This dude, Justin Long's dad, in some areas he kind of looks like Jason Ritter. Lord, heal this thigh. Oh, he's a bit too close there. He's doing it. That's not how you do the Heimlich maneuver.
This is non-consensual. Someone should punch him in the face.
Exactly.
Is he trying to drown her? What the fuck? Freddy's not impressed. What?
Flashbacks.
It's like no retreat, no surrender again, Marcy.
It is.
Oh. Oh my gosh, are you there, Sandy? You're the one that I'm what? Oh my gosh.
Am I Nicolas Cage? Oh my god, jeez.
Did somebody say Nicolas Cage? Hello, everyone, it's me.
Nicolas Cage, why didn't you star in this movie?
I'm going to be starring in the remake of this movie. I'm going to be the one who's going to go around with a giant guitar with a drill on the end. And then I'm going to be like going around and drilling everybody and be like,
what?
Because that's what I do in my spare time when I'm not acting in movies. Oh, wait, I'm actually going to be, it's going to for a movie part. Yes.
That sounds good, man.
But anyway, so I better get going. You already got a guest on here, so I'll see you all later. Bye. Yeah,
stop weirding everybody out, Nicolas Cage. Hangover queen. She nearly drowned. That's not a hangover.
So she almost drowned, and they put her clothes on when she was passed out. I wanted to go home myself this
whole entire day. I mean, my face. It's not creepy to dress your friends while they're asleep.
And she changed her bikinis. Sally,
I don't. And also, her hair's now perfect again. Yeah, and not wet.
What? It's just lurking just below the surface. Sorry. It's all right. I can deal with it.
She looks like she's trying to be Barbie.
Hey.
Like typical, stereotypical 80s Barbie.
Yes.
I mean, that's the style back then, right?
Exactly.
It was the style at the time.
I'm just
gonna drown.
Oh, no. Dead.
Oh, Stephanie's doing some backflip. Of us.
What?
Doing doggy paddle.
Hey.
I'll just
a stroke.
Yeah. There you go. Doing it.
Thanks, Captain.
Gotta get that Pepsi product placement in here.
They didn't even have the rights.
Yep.
What's with the plastic shark in the pool?
Shark out of water.
Hey, I'm just trying to bathe in the sun, guys. Leave me alone. Sharks are allowed to bathe in the sun.
It's Beady Shark.
I like his swim trunks. If they're a little longer, I think I'd get a pair of those. Those are pretty cool.
What? Oh!
I've heard of a hand sandwich, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, that was, oh my God, that was delicious. Ham
sandwich. My burgers. From Uber. My burgers. Hey, that's my hashtag, my burger's weird.
Kangaroo meat, come on now.
I was like, did he say kangaroo meat? What the fuck? Thanks.
Here's chicken instead. See, more birds.
Yes.
Bloody Jar Travolta.
Yeah, why is he like haunting her? What's happening? Why?
Kinnicky's their number one fan. What did you call me? You called me Kinnicky? He's the worst Grease character.
Hi, Freddie.
He is, man. Have you ever seen Grease? Graham, you would probably love Grease, dude.
You might have to show the kids Grease, Colin.
My girls hated Grease.
Oh, really?
Aww.
Yeah. The girls who love all kinds of musical theater hated it.
I think it's about, Andrew, you have to chuck your daughters out. Sorry.
Chuck I've been them trying into the for bin. Years.
You might want to show them Grease too in that case. I go down there.
No, we're talking about Freaky Friday over here.
Well, we do not talk about Grease 2 in this dojo.
Oh, no, baby. We're not watching Freaky Friday. We're watching Super Slumber Party.
Put our panties back on.
It's a slumber party movie that you can't watch.
It's almost time for bed, kids.
Yeah, it's almost bedtime, Graham.
Let's wash the car on the weekend away because we've got nothing else to do.
Like, literally. Yeah, hi, Fred. What do you want, buddy?
We got all the children interrupting the podcast.
Oh, my God. You know, he's been fine when I'm, like, sitting and editing. It's when I'm on a podcast. Where'd you get that photo? I missed that because I have Freddie on me. Oh, she does have a photo.
Where?
That's creepy.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Does she get it from her underwear?
I don't know. Ew.
No.
I can almost see what he had for lunch for, like, 2 days before.
Freddie?
Dude.
Dude, I'm reading this porny book. Hot, nubile body. Ew.
The girls entwined.
Dude, I'm Freddy. So sorry I'm unprofessional.
That's all right. Hey, that's the madness of this podcast, Colin, is like it can be a little bit more crazier than other shows that we do.
I know. I feel like I bring way too much crazy to this podcast.
Whoa.
Ew.
Freddie, one of his nuts just slipped out then. I
wouldn't be surprised. Freddie, seriously, buddy, your blankets here. Go play with that.
Tell Freddie that? Blankets need love too.
Whoa.
Freddie, go make love to your blanket.
Yeah, blankets need love too, Freddie.
Consent first, Freddie.
Chicken. Yeah, ask it first, buddy.
Yes.
It's still always in the plastic.
Again, the bird metaphors are still going strong in this
You're
movie.
You're not wrong. This is very bizarre.
Courtney, honey, you probably just opened the door. Don't fry it. Oh, yeah, put it back in the fridge.
Yeah.
It's still good.
It was still in its plastic.
Not really.
I got attacked by an uncooked bird chicken.
Oh, bead.
Marcy, she could have got salmonella.
All right, well, that's fair.
The blonde guy looks like Lex Luger if he never found human growth hormone.
I mean, Andrew, you're not wrong.
It's true. You didn't have to say it. I think Collins died.
Lex Luger gets no passes because of Miss Elizabeth. Thank you very much.
He does look like Lex Luger.
I can't see it now. But I agree, he doesn't get passes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skinny Lex Luger.
It's Lex Luger before he got the juice.
He put that chicken in the torture rack. With a Landau top, I
want a sugar daddy with a candy shop. Oh! I want a sugar daddy with a candy shop.
That's what I want, but they never show up.
again, they're singing about me.
You got that candy shop, boy.
Oh, yeah.
They're having sex again.
Oh, yeah. No, they're just getting murdered. It's okay.
That's it okay. It's still good. It's the best kind of wrestling.
Oh, here comes Freddy's claw. Watch this. Watch.
Yeah. Oh. Uh-oh. That top's got its period.
Oh.
She's like, God damn it. Now this whole weekend's ruined for me.
This is literally what it's like getting your period. There is a guy playing a guitar.
Yeah, with guitar music.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I knew.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
I hope nobody notices when they go in there.
Oh, no!
You do not want to go in there, guys.
Get the tampons ready.
Yeah.
Guys, did you guys bring a pad?
Again, I'll be right back. I have a parcel.
It's okay. Wrong with you? It happens to everybody. It's all right. Don't worry. We got
this. Isn't your first
you.
Time, is it?
You're a late bloomer.
You're like 45. It's menopause by now.
Come on, you can't help it if she's like a 45-year-old looking 15-year-old.
I wish I was Sally.
Sally?
Sally.
Hey.
I wish I was on drugs too, Sally.
Andrew, are you going to be picking up the 4K release of this in the first movie since it's a double pack?
Look, I can't lie that it has been sitting looking at that eBay auction for a while. I might just have to pull the trigger. Oh. Whoa!
You got a big zip, Sally!
Ah. Oh, Toby! That's not
okay,
what it's like.
Puberty.
That's just like a regular that was just like a regular episode of Dr. Pimple Popper right there.
I didn't recognize
you have to
Matt
go
with
see
his shirt
it. Oh my god, it's just so gross. Oh my god, it's I can't believe it. Because Brenda looked so gross and she popped like a pimple and it was so bad. All right, baby, I'm gonna go up there and check it out. Yo, Dave, Chad,
yo.
Come up here with me real quick.
Yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo, Chad, yo. Chad, Chad,
bro, bro,
yo, bro, bro,
crazy.
Dude.
Too many diet pills.
Marcy, you
too
just saw the most disgusting pimple popping
so
in history.
I'm glad I missed that because,
so
no, thank you.
He's the one that opened the champagne and who knows what else.
Bro,
uptight again. You're uptight.
Yeah, dude,
you're uptight.
Whoa,
dude.
Smoke some weed, man. You're too uptight, bro.
It's got shrinkage, bro.
Dude, man.
Oh, my son Justin was born.
He had to come. He's got to come down from the COKE anyway. Sorry, I had to spell that.
Wow, we only have about half an hour left of this movie.
44:24. There we go. Back to light and easy ads.
Yes.
Tubi amazes me because I can watch like three movies in a row, not get an ad. Then I'll watch something else and I'll get an ad at the start and ads every like 15, 20 minutes as you would on TV or whatever.
Yeah, you watch something like that Monsters TV show and you get three ads in a 25-minute episode.
Yeah.
Or you just watch something nobody else watches and you get zero ads.
You get nothing, exactly.
That is most of our Tubi viewing though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
44:27 and the honking sound.
Well, my favorite thing was with the ads is like they'll play an ad early in the movie and then they literally play an ad like literally as the credits are rolling.
Yeah, like 5 minutes before it's finished.
I'm not laughing, Crystal. I need a pad.
You know, she's so like disturbed right now. Freddie, shut up. Why don't they take her to the hospital?
I'm surprised one of the guys just hasn't gone, she's just got her period. Don't worry about her.
Nah, she's 45 years old. She's having menopause.
She's just got a heavy flow this month, all right? It'll be all right. You gotta earn your Red Wings somehow, bro.
She plays for Detroit?
Yup.
Oh, they're drinking.
Maybe.
They're drinking champagne.
Maybe.
Did somebody say Luis Lasser? Hello,
no,
everybody.
We didn't say that.
Nobody said Luis Lasser.
I'm pretty sure somebody did, so I thought I'd come on the show, even though it's not the main show, to say hello.
I think you dreamed it, Luis, but fair.
I mean, that's true, but I gotta go on this show because I always drink of red wine, pumpkin pies, and my son Todd going around murdering people and him being at his special school.
I mean, he is at his special school and he did murder people.
I mean, that's so true, but,
he might
but he's
like
a ghost
this movie.
Now.
Well, he is a ghost. He might like this movie. You should show it to him.
I think I might
How
because
much longer is this movie?
You know, this movie reminds me of my son Terry because every time he hangs out with his friends.
77 minutes.
My son Terry, every time he's around his friends, they all mysteriously die for some reason. It's weird.
Louise, we might need to have an intervention about this, but
did you see her? Was her face?
But
keep up the red wine. That seems to be doing you well.
I mean, that's true, and I do like my red wine. But anyways, though, I'll let you guys go so you and your guests can enjoy the movie, and I'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye.
She can't help herself, can she?
She can't.
Get some more Oxygen. And, well, I met this
outrageous
guy. He was such a babe.
Why are the cops there? And what is happening?
Because I think
she
went
was
missing.
Yeah. Because her face exploded with a pimple.
You freaked out your little friend.
Oh.
And you wasted about
$200. They call the cops on that, but not the friend who's slowly having a fucking mental breakdown.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nah.
Go figure.
What kind of drugs this one is on, and I don't care.
Because he's onto something here. Mother
and father in the family. And he's looking at the camera too.
I'll tell you. Yep.
He's jerk my chain not, in my town. No, I don't like this.
Oh, I just realized something. These two cops, they're Officer Kruger and Officer Voorhees.
It would have been funnier if they got like one of the actors to play those roles, like Robert Englund and a Jason actor.
You know they can't afford that.
Of course not, but still, it'd be funny.
Sorry. I was just going crazy.
They could have got, who's the one in the Nightmare on Elm Street remake? They could have got him by now.
Jackie O'Haley. I mean,
they could have got him back then, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he was starring in like Full Moon features back then.
Yes.
I think we need to stay here.
What was one we watched on the show? It was like Doll Man, I think he was in.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, man. I'm assuming the the guy who gives people their periods is going to show up soon.
Happy birthday, Brittany.
Like, and fully go nuts.
Yeah.
Here, have a birthday cake.
It's beautiful.
Oh, there's 40 candles on it. My real age.
Yeah, for real.
Now I'm just going to look at it for a while. It's too pretty.
You might want to blow it out. It's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. We should say it.
I already got my wish. Now take your shirt off.
Hey.
Oh. Oh, no. That's gonna like catch fire.
Yeah, that's really making me uncomfortable. That cake. On
it really is.
Is it one of those ads for those mattresses that don't move?
Yeah.
No.
All right. So the actress who plays the lead, Crystal Bernard, she was 26 when she made this movie. So yeah, she's like 10 years older than the character's supposed to be. I imagine.
Yeah. Cravens. Wait, what happened to Cravens?
Craven? Oh, wait a minute. He's not on this show.
Oh, thank goodness for that. It's Craven with a C.
Yeah, and he's dead.
It's a different Craven.
Yes.
Yeah, they're dead. I don't like this creepy-looking Rob Lowe wannabe dude.
It's Rob Lowe budget.
They got him off Wish.
Yes.
I know.
I know, dude. And I like how his character's shirts match that patty that's up on the wall.
I kind of want her dress thing. Whatever it's meant to be, a dress with a skirt. Who knows?
Yes.
It was the '80s. Fashion Carbics. Was weird.
Carbing sensual music.
Ooh. Oh, it's back to the weird porno again. I can't do it. Oh great, he's gonna take his shirt off.
I told you
again.
To take your shirt off. Where's the cake? She's now laying on the cake.
Come on, let's reenact Colin's dreams.
They're gonna reenact the room. Get a ride. He's gonna fuck her belly button.
It's like these kids have never played in a band before.
Well, not everyone could.
This clip as well.
Well, that is true.
Yes.
Whoa!
And the gas, not, Jesus, be John Travolta.
Not everyone has seen Scott Pilgrim bead. What the fuck? Please tell me that's really happened now and we're finally getting
yes.
to it.
Yes, yes it is. Let rock and roll.
Dude, someone give him an rock Oscar right now.
Yeah.
Where did that hand come from? Oh, wait, the guy. Yeah. Duh. Okay. Oh, there's
oh,
the,
not
cake.
The cake.
The candles are still lit. How?
Dude, Danny Zuko's pissed.
When she wanted a good hard drilling, this is not what she was referring to.
Hold on, wait for it.
Yes!
You earned that one.
Oh, look,
it is for... Oh, he almost got her in the ass. Back
yeah.
off, hug.
Yeah,
that wasn't the kind of ass drilling she wanted.
It's only for birthdays and holidays, bro.
Guys, there's only one of him in like 20 of you. You can easily take him out.
Yeah, but they're fighting him with a lamp. Like, come on. This is a real, real emergency. What's the matter with you?
Oh no, I wasn't supposed to be drilled today.
She takes $25 an hour. Just stand there, it's fine.
Yeah,
she could have gotten away.
Oh, no, not the phone!
Who the fuck thought of a guitar with a fucking drill on the end? It is genius.
The director of this movie.
Genius.
Put that in the Tubi Awards for this year.
Yes. Well, I think we're going to have a bonus Tubi Tuesday Award category this year.
We'll work in the bonus episodes into the award season for 2024.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where did this guy come from? I don't know.
I don't know. I was watching Grace, and then all of a sudden I started having a nightmare, and then Colin's dreams kind of mixed in with Grace, and then he came out into the real world.
For real.
And she's coming out here like, I've had a panic attack the entire time we've been out here.
And nobody cared until the dude actually shows up.
Back and get him.
Yes.
I know.
There's surely like not long. Oh, there's really not.
No.
It's a very short movie.
That's very quick.
This could literally have been a double part of a double feature episode, Marcy. That's
know,
how short this movie
you,
is.
You could pair it with something that goes for 40 minutes.
I could totally watch another movie right now.
Yes. Let's go back inside. I'm pretty sure he's not there.
That's all good, Colin. We'll work you into the schedules with more stuff with us.
Yes.
Why is
Why
there
dentures on there?
I had those chairs when I was growing up. Those chairs. Swear to God, there's VHS proof of those chairs
yes.
in my family's living room.
My auntie had those chairs. We have the video as well.
Sally, can you hear me? Oh, they got kids too. Fucking look at that mess. Sally,
It's a very bad period week.
Shark week.
Shark week. That's what periods should be known as, Shark Week.
There's way too many period jokes on this episode.
Copyright fucking Colin. Trashman yes. Podcast. Copyright
podcast. Ominous music.
Get him, Lex.
Oh, no. Send Batch the link. Batch has... Batch is wanting the link.
Batch was recording Web Tales. That's why he wasn't here.
I think he's done. Hold on, I'll send it to him.
Unless you want
to
just forward it? Forward it to him. He can join us for the last little bit.
Why not?
Come on.
He's joining us for the best part anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's trying to get the Lex Express going.
I understood that reference.
He's got to go to the boat to body slam Yokozuna.
Yeah. And then blow with the WrestleMania 10 main event.
Goddamn wrestling jokes.
Oh!
Oh! Whoa!
Oh!
Oh!
No more Lex Express.
I guess Lex is not going to do that title fight against Yokozuna now.
No.
All right, I'm going to tell you. And that dude is not real.
Oh, he's real.
Danny Zuko's real?
Yes. He's basically like Freddy Krueger in this movie.
We haven't even got to the best bit yet.
Goddamn greaser.
Oh, if I die, my son Justin can carry on my legacy.
Come on, Gigi. Come on, please. Just a little bit further. Dude, no, not Joey Lawrence. Don't die.
Whoa. Come on, baby.
That's a pretty rad tie-dye shirt he's got on.
I do like my tie-dye shirts.
I have a pretty cool tie-dye shirt.
I think my wrestling is gay shirt is tie-dye, isn't it?
Yeah, I bought like an Effie exclusive shirt that's like a tie-dye, like it's a really heavy ass cotton shirt, but it just says wrestling really and it's good. Just tie-dyed.
No, my shirt I got is really good quality.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Hands off his ass.
What is happening? Why is she, what?
Oh, no.
Where did it, what?
No, not Justin Ow. Long's dad.
Justin Long will never be born.
He already was. He lives inside that woman right there.
Hey, Colin. God,
kids.
So,
I was going to say that was Colin Benson.
That guy's credited as Mr. Damn Kids. I love it.
Mr. Damn Kids.
Oh, there's Batch. Hold on. Letting him in.
I was going to say, hopefully he got the link. I did send it to him as well.
I did too.
Yeah.
Like that's gonna do shit to stop that fucking dude with the drill.
No way.
We're just weak ladies. This is all we can move.
Oh god, I'll be right back. I gotta pee.
Batch, you've been missing some mad period jokes, dude. We've been just killing it this episode.
Yes. We can't hear you, Batch, but
Amanda Kruger, is that what they said?
Officer Kruger. They're Kruger and Voorhees, the cops.
Yep.
Don't call back, you dumb bitch.
They ruined that. Oh my gosh, this Daddy Zuko ruined our slumber party. I'm so upset.
And to just imagine this happened all because this bitch is on her period.
If she went to the mental hospital with her mom, all of this would have been avoided.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 1800s, she would have been locked up for having her period anyway, so it's probably the right place.
Oh, yeah.
She would have been. Yeah, she would have been at like a doctor's office. She would have been able to get a pad or a tampon or something.
We're still talking about periods.
Never happened. Yeah,
we haven't stopped talking about it.
As three men, I'm pretty sure we are. You know. overly qualified to talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely. She knows what it's like to have Shark Week once a month.
I have a teenage daughter. That's when I just leave the house.
Yeah. It's always fun. I remember back in the day, I'm like, I'm not going to the shop. Dad, this is what I need. You go buy my pads, mate.
Oh, Batch is gone.
Probably Batch's computer acting up.
Ads. Seems like these ads.
1 hour 23. They want to be happy.
It's making me hungry.
Because it knows it. See, I honestly think like Tubi knows exactly what time of the day it is. Like, we're watching Tubi right now, and they're like, you should be having lunch right now rather than watching Tubi.
Yeah, but they're like, it has to be light and easy. You should be healthy, you fat fucks.
Yeah, but then it's looking at me at nighttime, like right, about to go to bed, like hitting this vape pen all night. Like, bro, you gonna eat something tonight before you go to bed?
That vape pen will make you hungry.
Oh my god, this is my favorite thing in the history of the world right now. Like, I stopped smoking regular plants. Like, I'm just
1 hour doing... 25, and you just on the that's the sound effect. I'm assuming Patch couldn't get in because of his computer, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, he's just. For the fun
part. Are we? Are
he
we
just broke
a...
the 4-4.
Are we get getting ready. A song?
You're the
are
one
we...
that I want.
Ooh, yes. Ooh. Yes. We're getting a song.
You're the one that I want.
This is amazing.
This actor literally does go 110% with his performance.
He fucking does. Let your twice pipes roar? What? What? I don't understand these lyrics.
It doesn't matter.
No, my lyrics need to make sense.
Yeah, Atanas Illich, you are awesome.
So one of my holy grail finds is he released a record, and I want it. I cannot find it anywhere. If I ever find that, it will be the greatest day of my life. Aside from
we need to start. We need to get on this search. Like, it's send lost it, media that can it, be found.
Yeah, yeah, send yes. it in the chat, and I'll take a look.
We'll all be starting to look now. I will scour the depths of everything.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, he did two other movies, and that's about it.
He hit his peak. Why did he need to do anything else?
Oh, wait, yeah, exactly. Come on. Look at that guitar. It's just the greatest.
He kind of looks like Pete Wentz.
You know what? Kind of, yeah. He looks like different people constantly, and it's really weird.
One day I'll dress up as him for Halloween.
Yes.
Yes. You got to get that guitar too, Andrew.
Oh. Somebody make me a side-by-side of Pete Wentz. And that guy, when Pete Wentz had the hair like that, somebody do that and I'll throw it online. That's a viral moment right there.
Those girls are not letting her in. They're like, you know, fuck you. You're on your own.
You're the only one getting laid this weekend. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
No.
That's Colin's favorite.
I know. She is my favorite one. No.
No.
Oh, of course you have to kill my favorite one.
Is it because she showed boobs in this movie, Colin?
Yeah, that's not why she's my favorite. That's why she died, but that's not why she's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
She's
pretty. Hey, that's not phallic.
No, not at all.
Here's Judge Malta.
Talk about a nice new glory hole. Fuck.
multiple ones. Glory holes.
One for different girls there.
One for different lengths and gifts.
Right. You need
You need totally the different sizes.
All inclusive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody's inclusive.
Let's see if Batch is back again.
Let's see if Batch can actually say hello, hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully it works.
Batch will come in and like, what the fuck are you guys watching?
That's the hardest guitar solo I've ever heard. He was like, kill.
Batch, you're showing muted, so I'm not sure if that's it. What? How did they get on the roof?
Well, because they were on the second story of the house they were on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Really good fucking balance. I would never be able to run on a roof like that.
No. I'd let him kill me because I'd be dead or anyway.
Yeah.
I couldn't run that fast.
I ain't climbing up no stairs.
I haven't run that fast in many years.
Yeah, and I just quit smoking. So, I mean, my lungs are not that good yet. So, there's no
They'll get there. You'll get there, though.
I'm hoping.
I want that fucking guitar. I want it to be real and work.
I bet you could find something like that, like on Etsy or some shit.
I mean, I can imagine there has to be someone out there who's made like replicas of it. I can't get no
satisfaction. Wow.
Damn, Danny Zuko. That was so hard.
He's so good.
All the pretty music. All the pretty music, all the fun music. I don't know.
Oh no, he's gonna kill him with rockabilly.
It's like a Scooby-Doo chase thing.
Oh
no.
That would be kind of painful.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, she'd be out for the count right there. Like,
see, this is a role Nicolas Cage would play.
Yes.
Okay, he's got a drill. All he would have to do is take down those 2x4s and they'd be done.
See, he never learned how to use the drill except for, like, just drilling the glory hole, so...
Hey, look, it's good work.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, how do we get out of this half-built house? I don't know where to go, even
right,
though there's, like...
I can't see.
Even though there's barely any walls.
Yeah, what is happening?
Yeah, there's no walls. They could just jump out of the space. Holy shit, what's up?
Holy shit! Raven showed up.
Listen to this dream sequence. Nazi's not here.
Oh.
Raven, you're on the astral plane. We thought you were just in a coma.
No, I'm still in the coma, you sons of bitches.
Well, to be fair, you deserve that after what you did to Louise. So Louise was in the right.
That was me. I had nothing to do with it.
Well, I hope it's just you and Baby Craven's not around, Craven.
I mean, Baby Craven would own that drill guitar.
Oh, he would.
Those T-Birds.
Baby Craven does own that drill
in
guitar.
Trouble.
Oh. There he is. We can see him now.
it's Batch, very good, Batch. You turned up for the last 5 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, dude.
Well,
missing,
that's what I do.
You're missing Danny Zuko, like, fucking fuck everybody up, dude. It's so tight and all period jokes. It's such a good episode.
Look, if this is how Grease had ended, I would have been a lot happier.
Mm-hmm. This is how Grease should have been. Why is she going there for?
Word.
Oh. Oh. Whoa.
Oh.
He didn't even need to do anything. This guy is my favorite actor.
you'll have no idea what's going on, Matt. Just like a dude with a drill guitar is just going around chasing women.
All right, I'll allow it. dude, I've never seen this movie, but it's fucking hilarious.
Yes. It'll be your new favorite movie.
It so is. I love the rock music. Doesn't match what's happening at all, and it's great. Nah.
I may be one of the only people who've given it 5 stars on Letterboxd too.
I don't see the movie. I can't see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just roll with it, Batch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why Zoom doesn't work. It's, we'll send you the movie on Tubi later.
That's yes. Okay.
Every time I see a dude who's in like a rockabilly like type dress, I always think about Rockadoodle. You
yes.
ever seen that movie?
Yes.
It's Billy Gunn, Rockabilly. Yes. Every day that
Rockabilly. Rockabilly Gunn.
This is so tight. I need to stop hitting this vape pen, guys.
You're not hitting it hard enough, maybe.
I need to start. I just got here, so.
Yeah, dude, you got to catch up, Batch.
I want to play some games. Let's go.
Colin is up for everything today.
Hey, it's 2024. It's the brand new year. I'm trying to be good, man. It's going to be a good year.
Oh.
What is happening?
Uh-oh. Oh, she's got fire.
Oh.
Look at those flames.
Look at that flame in the nerd.
Oh, I figured it out. I saw the movie. He's on fire.
Hey!
He used way too much hair product. That's why he got caught on fire.
Yeah.
It's too much greaser gel.
Yeah, too much hairspray.
I mean, if she wanted to get out of the bed, this was an extreme way to do it.
The fuck?
Is that my favorite girl?
No.
Harping music. Oh, it might have been a dream.
She's just living my life. I told you. It's the mom.
You're not wrong. Was this all a dream? No one's dead from a guitar drilling killer. This is lame.
No, maybe. It's not. Oh.
Uh-oh.
He's got a knife.
No, he's got a gloved hand and smoke.
Look at that rock and roll nerd.
I love you. Whoa.
That's how my wife reacts like that too.
It's her crazy ass sister. She's in the mental asylum. It's her crazy ass sister.
That bed has a lot of yellow stains on it.
Ah!
What the fuck? What is happening?
This is going to make my dreams a lot fucked up.
Holy balls, that was a movie.
Well, good episode, guys.
Thanks for coming, Batch.
The driller killer.
Yes. I love the fact that we basically did this bonus episode and Colin and Batch just showed up at random points in the episode.
Oh, I was here the whole time.
Yeah, well, just as we were about to start, and then Batch joined us.
I mean, it's hard because, you know, certain people were free certain times and we try to make things work as best we can. So,
yes.
It's not even telling us what movie's coming up next. We get to... Oh, no.
We go. We got Slumber Party Massacre. Sorority Party Massacre. The House on Sorority Row. Mortuary and Bloodhook.
We've got to do Bloodhook at some point at this show.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll get there. All right. Anyway, I've stopped that. So, yeah. That was the episode.
All those Trump Americans are going to be really, really fun in Bloodhook.
But yes, that was like the end of this episode of the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Thank you, Marcy, Batch, and Colin for being awesome co-hosts as per usual, especially you, Batch, for breaking the record for coming on the show in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah,
he gets an award for the.
He's got my vote in the fucking. He got my vote in the fucking award show. So
also thank you, Andrew, for coming on the show and picking this movie for us.
I'm glad. All seen it now. It just rules. It's so much fun. It's one of the most insane movies I've ever seen.
It really is. That was something special, man. Thank you.
Special. That was the greatest shit I've ever seen, and it was kind of kid appropriate. And somehow I made almost all of my jokes kid appropriate.
Yes, but before we wrap up the show tonight, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
For all your Tubi goodness, head to supermarcy.com. That's where all the episodes are posted. And of course, as this as bonus episodes go up on our Patreon much earlier, sign up to our Patreon and get all the goodies and early content and bonus content and all the rest, patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And all your handy To Be Tuesdays links are at our link tree under the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And me, Super Marcy, am on all the socials as Super Marcy and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me on the show. I was recording the first hour and 10 minutes of this show, Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, every Tuesday. On the Pop 4D network. Make sure you follow Craven over at Craven Pop 4D and on the X webs and all the Twitters.
Nice. And Cole, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can always find my happy ass on Twitter or X. What do they call it now? Twitter. And Trashpan. Yeah, Twix. Trashpanapod Mo. Also, my TikTok, I've been singing to my cat every day. So on my TikTok. So follow me on my TikTok. I think it's Colin TPP or it's TPP Colin. I don't fucking know. Just search Colin. And then you can hear me on Trash Panda Podcast whenever we drop new episodes. We're getting there, though.
And Andrew, where can people find you on the internet this week?
I'm Andrew_Shaw23 on Twitter thing. I'm on all of just kind of remember what my names are at this point because there's too many of them.
And if people want to find me personally, you can find me on my Twitter page and also Blue Sky under Bede Jemine. Also my Letterboxd account under Bede Jemine. And you can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com and listen to my solo podcast, Bede versus the Living Dead, and its spin-off Bede and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bede versus the Living Dead podcast feed. So, yep, that is the end for this bonus episode of the Bonus To Be Tuesday podcast. We hope you all enjoyed it, and we'll see you all next time. See you, everyone. Bye.
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 Bates has got some weird friends.
I have got the fastest growing bit I have ever had in my entire life. I mean, look at this thing.
I think your sweetheart's been taking too many diet pills.
Here's a chicken sandwich if you want to help.
She should have listened to her sister.
Don't go all the way.
Because when she and her band get ready to party,
do anything you want to. Good time.
It's more than just a great time.
I didn't know girls really did this stuff.
It's Slumber Party Massacre 2.
Now it's time for the fun part.
He's in this house somewhere.
Well, it's 9 o'clock, I'm ready to rock. My motorcycle's out of hock. Jump on back, baby, hold on tight.
Bastard! Right, you killed Valerie!
Don't let go. Because Lesbos.
Slumber Party Massacre 2. If you go, don't go all the way.
Oh God, anybody got any tranks?